Rav Chalap writes about Avodah Bevein HaMetzarim. What should a person, a Jew, be working on during this period between Shiva Asar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av as we lament the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash? Says Rav Chalap, a person should develop within their heart a pleasure, a great pleasure that brings a person to miss. He misses a Beit HaMikdash. He misses a connection that once existed. And missing that arouses him to cry. Bitterness can only be connected to something that you experience. If you feel like I experience, I envision, I connect to a concept of a Beit HaMikdash, only then can I be embittered over losing the Beit HaMikdash. Only then can I miss a Beit HaMikdash. Says Rav Chalap, merirut, when I am embittered over losing something wonderful, it is not atzvut, it is not sadness. Those are two separate concepts. We have to remember that merirut, being embittered over not having that joy of the Beit HaMikdash, is not sadness, it's not atzvut. A person is supposed to be happy that they're on the level that they miss a Beit HaMikdash. When a person's not on that level, so a person shouldn't say, let me arouse myself to have to get excited in ways that are physical over this. When a person is willing to excite himself and make himself all sad over not having a Beit HaMikdash, sadness is not the way to work to serve Hashem, and it could cause a person to lose their ability to focus on what they should be focusing. Rav Chalap is teaching us a very, very important distinction between sadness and embitteredness. I don't know of a better way to translate the word merirut. Rav Chalap says we're always trying to connect to what's good. And so the embitteredness over the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash is an embitteredness over I can't have that which is good, which I want to connect to. It's not a sadness. I don't know how to explain this better. This is...